Now, the more they get older, I find the tougher this becomes because the pressure of society is so deep into win-lose. Most people have been programmed toward win-lose, really. They see life as a contest. They grow up that way. They were compared against a brother or a sister, and they have a comparison-based identity. They get into school, and grades are given on a normal distribution curve, which means if you got a B+, it's because someone else got a D. Then when they come into their family life, they carry that same attitude and spirit. Win, lose. So they say, these are my clothes. This is my home. This is my room. Don't mess around with my things, or I want my way. Let's go to this movie. Let's not go to this movie. The parents need to try to create a win-win context and then make as many decisions as possible on a win-win basis so that, well, let's see if we can find out what all of us would like. Let me give a couple of illustrations to help teach this. We found in our family, for instance, that it was better when we went bowling to set up a score that we're going for as a family, just so that we could have some games where they weren't trying to beat each other, but trying to reach a particular total score, so that they would cheer for each other. I also found that if I could involve one child to help train another child, that it would diminish the kind of rivalry between those children, so that both would be honored and respected and rewarded for one child's achievement, because the other child entered into that achievement. And if you ever sense there's a win-lose thing starting to develop, immediately go to that situation and try to spend time listening, to seek first to understand, and then to make that other person's point as well as you possibly can for the other person so they feel understood. And then you gradually can move toward the spirit of win-win and the spirit of synergy.